Hi folks, Keith here with a TV episode of Movies and a Meal, and today I'm going to look at the fall TV episodes I'm really looking forward to this year. Gotta say, it's a pretty weak slate, even when you combine network and cable, but there are still some shows that I'm looking forward to. First up is Quantum Leap, which is on NBC and of course Peacock, and it actually, I believe, premiered on NBC last night, so Monday night, so I'll be watching Tuesday. And I was a big fan of the Goofy original, so you can count me as at least marginally excited for this reboot. The commercials look like it has the same silly spirit. On the plus side, it has a rising Asian-American lead in Raymond Lee, and even a co-starring turn from the legendary Ernie Hudson. Enough to hook me for a couple episodes anyway. Next up, and you can count me as seriously psyched for these next two, next is Reboot, which comes to Hulu on September 20th. And this one is from Modern Family creator Stephen Levitan. The premise is the cast of a 2000s family sitcom is forced to come back together and deal with their unresolved issues. It's familiar territory for him, and the cast, with Keegan-Michael Key, Johnny Knoxville, Judy Greer, Paul Reiser, and even crazy ex-girlfriend mastermind Rachel Bloom is also first rate, so bring it on. And next up is Andor, and of all these TV shows that Disney Plus has done so far in the Star Wars empire, you can count me as most excited for this one coming September 21st, because it is a prequel of sorts to my single favorite Star Wars movie, Rogue One. And also, you can throw in that it's from showrunner Tony Gilroy, who's director of Michael Clayton and other movies, and it stars Rogue One hero Diego Luna, so I'm definitely watching. Next up, coming to the Peacock on October 6th, is A Friend of the Family, and there are too few TV genres I dig more than true crime. So this limited series about a young girl who's kidnapped by a charming close friend and neighbor multiple times over a period of years definitely intrigues me. The cast for this one is led by Anna Paquin and Colin Hanks. And now to prove, you know, just like Quantum Leap, that there are very few, well, I wouldn't say very few, but, you know, there's less and less original ideas in TV and in movies, and this one proves it in spades. Coming to Showtime October 8th is Let the Right One In. You know, there's already been a movie remake of this, my single favorite horror movie of all time, and now here comes a TV prequel of sorts. For those unfamiliar with the movie, it focuses on the relationship of a father and his vampire daughter. With Damien Bichir, Nick Stahl, and Anika Nani-Rose all starring, I'll at least give this a shot. And coming up next is a true oddity. I don't even know what Amazon Freevee is, but it's I'm sure I'll be able to find it on my Roku. And the show High School is coming on October 14th. Once I find the station, this series definitely sounds intriguing. It's based on the actual high school experiences of the Canadian indie pop duo Tegan and Sarah, and starring the identical twins in at least supporting roles. And this sounds right up my alley. Next up, on Apple Plus, on October 14th, comes Shantaram. And all I really know about this one is that it stars Charlie Hunnam, who I always like, and it's based on Gregory David Roberts' novel, which follows a fugitive who escapes to 1980s Bombay, only to fall for an intriguing woman. I also like stories set in India, so I'm in. Now, on Netflix, it's the week before Halloween, October 25th, so of course it's going to get a little scary. And this is Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities coming to Netflix. Anything from Del Toro intrigues me, so I've canceled my Netflix, but I think I'll be back in when this comes on. The unique 8-episode offering will have 2 episodes each from 4 directors, including Del Toro, who will also serve as host. And I'm sure we'll have an all-star revolving cast, too, so I'm ready to hopefully be frightened. Next up is Kindred, and you know, TV rarely does sci-fi right, so I'm hoping that this FX series coming in November will be the exception. From the novel 1979 by Afrofuturist Octavia Butler, it's about a contemporary black woman who was pulled between two times, present-day Los Angeles home and the 19th century plantation where her ancestors lived. Sounds like perfection to me. And finally, among the new shows is Tulsa King, coming to Paramount Plus on November 13th. I'm more than a bit skeptical of this one because Paramount already has Taylor Sheridan stretched thin with Yellowstone and its many reboots. But he's down at least also for this, something completely different, and yes, starring Sylvester Stallone. In it, he plays a mobster forced to rebuild his empire in Oklahoma, which indeed sounds right up Sheridan's alley. So I will definitely see what becomes of this one. And, you know, that's it for the new shows, but I did want to highlight a couple returners. One of my favorite shows is finally wrapping up its run, Atlanta. And the fourth and final season has actually started last week, and it's on FX, so I get mine via Hulu, so I need to get caught up. Season 3, which I thoroughly enjoyed, had Paperboy and his entourage touring Europe, showing off all the talents of his stars, while in alternate episodes going in trippier and trippier directions. With the 4 big stars, Donald Glover, Zazie Beetz, Brian Tyree Henry, and Lakeith Stanfield all moving on to bigger things, it's time to bring this gem to a hopefully fantastic finish. And finally, last but definitely not least, Abbott Elementary returns on September 21st to ABC. And you can count this as my single favorite comedy, cable or network, of the last 5 years or so. So I'm definitely jazzed for season two, which I think will stretch it to at least a nearly traditional full 22-episode run. That'll be a challenge, but I'm sure creator Quinta Brunson and fellow Emmy winner Cheryl Lee Ralph and the rest of the engaging cast will be up to it. No show better combines humor and heart, so if you're behind, get caught up and enjoy the ride. And that's it. Please, get caught up with us at moviesandemealog@gmail.com, moviesandemeal on Twitter, and give us a listen on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. And please do give us a rating. And finally, thanks for listening.